Today's learning from the initial time Lucy from Shanaya Moshe and Daniel Rivka Bas Moshe Israelis from Anachar of Moshe Bispos for Shalom Echai Moshe Mamalka Mivracha Bas Aramalka and Matriyitzim Fegel Dina Bispos for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So continuing over here in the Amira La'akam topic, specifically we're talking about over here that Kablanis, where you hire someone for a fixed price to do a job. And we're up to the Rima in middle, Reish Mem Dalet, in middle of Sif Aleph, on the second page of Sif Aleph, page 8, we're up to the Rima. Okay, so till now, we basically said as follows. The Etzem Kablonis should be Mutter, if you did not tell the guy that he has to do it on Shabbos. The issue is that when he's doing work on something like your house, that's Yedua, that it's your house, right? And you're within an area, Tchum, of where these Jews that live, there is a maris ayin because people are going to assume that you hired the person as a skir yayim, and therefore you are not allowed to do it. It's asa. Says the Rama, vafilim dar beina einam yehudim. So he says something very interesting. What happens if an individual lives amongst goyim? Okay, so he's the one Jewish house in a goyish city, and there's no other Jewish neighborhoods within the tchum. Yesh lachish. He says when it comes to karka. Your house, yeshlachish la'archem abayim sham, that you have to be concerned about the guests who come there. Oylem ne beisai, or the people in his house, yachshidu aisai, and it would still remain asa. Now he does explain over here, if you remember, we learned by merchatz that's in your house, the people in the house know that you hired someone and therefore that it was okay. He says, but over here, end of the day, when it comes to a karka, we are always take the more stringent approach, and we say that they are I'll read it to you. Afshalagabi merchatz animtza bebeis dira. The notes in the dirshu. When it came to a merchatz, the people the ain rechzim bayel oisai garim sham. Only the people live there. Kosel el sham mutal aschir lenachri. You're allowed to. Kivin shai garim sham yoidim sheyisrael hisnas merchatz lenachri. The people there know that you rented out the whole base of America to a guy for the whole year. But like we don't say over there that we're concerned about guests. That when it comes to a house which is out in the open, then you do have to be chayshish from maris ayin ba'archem. So even though over there we said no. Over here, you do have to. You don't have to be concerned that anybody you control who comes into your house. So anybody who comes into your house, you make sure that they're aware of it. However, over here, you might be guest, and therefore it's out in the open. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to do it. Let's just see the Mishabur on this. And Dar writes Leima, Shehu Dar Mechutz L'Tchum Eir. He himself lives outside of the Tchum of the city. There is no city in his tchum. It's still the he might have guests, and they are going to be chayshidim. This that we're going to say shortly, the Mechaber is going to tell us that if the case that you're hiring this kablonis situation is outside of the tchum, it's okay. Only the work is outside of the tchum. But he himself lives in the city, and there where the work is being done, there are no Yidden living. Okay, let's go back to the Mechaber. So again, I'm hiring a worker to, I hire a contractor, I pay him $10,000 to put up a porch on my house. However, this house is Chutz L'Tchum. There is no city within the Tchum. Okay? Shall makom sha'oisim by malacha, the place that the malacha is doing being done, muta, it is muta. So before we go to the last thing in the Mishnah Berurah and the Mechaber, let's just see the Mishnah Berurah on this. V'gam ein eir acheretz v'adin kishadar sham eizu yehudi b'toich ha'tchum shamalacha gam kenasa. This heter that if it's chutz l'tchum and therefore it's okay, it's assuming there are no Jews living around there. But if there are Jews living there, even though he doesn't live there, he has to tell the guy, you're not allowed to work on Shabbos. Muta, then it's muta. The sulek is marasayin. There's no marasayin if nobody lives there. The any Yehudi, be'etzem, when the guy is doing it on Shabbos, it's his own choice to do it on Shabbos. And that's why be'etzem was muta. The only problem was the marasayin. Since there are no Jews living around the city, there's no marasayin. Vehine. Mitoch Shemash and Isbayer Beze Hasif, Muchach, the also Liskar and Yehudi Bekapol Bekablonis, Lifnai Zivloi Mechotzer, who also by Beshabbos. So they used to have animals walking around in your courtyard, and you would pay the guy to come around periodically and clean up the waste that was lying around there. Now, it was similar to snow plowing, right? You gave the guy a set fee. You should plow the snow, right? I'm not passing over here whether you can have the guy come plow your driveway or not. On Shabbos, l'chor, based on this, you can't, but that's right. So you would pay a contract for the year, clean up my zevel in my courtyard, plow my driveway in my Muncie home every winter, and I'm paying you X amount of dollars for the season. Now, it could be that when it comes to the plowing, everybody knows that it's on a contract, and therefore, maybe it's mutter, but that's why I said we're not going into that. So, since there were sometimes people that hired the guy to clean up the waste based on how many times, based on the hour, and there were times that people hired it just a fixed price, you're not allowed to do it. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, that it's okay to hire the guy to clean up the streets. When it comes to the rabbim, there's no chad. So you wouldn't, even in that case, you wouldn't allow to be able to hire the guy, you clean up the streets on Shabbos. However, the Chorinim argue, there's no difference between a Rabbi Yachid. You shouldn't do this. Yes, Chilul Hashem b'davik. There's a Chilul Hashem that people are working for you on Shabbos. And we'll see. It says over there, the Goyim didn't allow people to work on their holidays. So they see that the Yidden have people working on Shabbos. It's a big Chilul Hashem. Behine. When it comes to the rabbim, even if it's being done with kablanis, you should not have them building a shul. The goyim themselves don't allow people to work on their holiday. It's sort of part of what we spoke yesterday. If you're gonna, even if it's mutter, you're going to have a guy working in your house on Shabbos. The guy, am I going to say, look at this guy. He has people working in his house on Shabbos. And we call Malcolm Kosik HaMachronim, Yechcha Shashcha Shalom, she is Batla, Binyan Basic Nessus Lagamri, because the guy is only available on Shabbos, and the shul won't be built if you don't do it on Shabbos. Mutal Anich Lein Yehudi Levnoisik Shubi Kablonis, that if you're doing it in a way that it's Kablonis, it would be Mutal, Lubavachi, and before some Lakos Shubi Kablonis, you should make sure to let everybody know that it was done. Okay. So let's just finish up the sif. The Ein Yehudi Shetnet Tzoytzei Yisrael L'Daya Sadeh. What happens if the guy used to take, when the shepherd would take the animals to people's chatzar, to people's gardens, and they would let their animals walk around spend the night over there. And this way, when they spent the night over there, they would spread their zevel all over the garden. And this way, their garden, by the time the morning came around, it was fertilized. So this is discussed over there. This is actually in Hilchos Yontav that it's discussed over there. Oftentimes that case was that the guy wasn't paid for it. He would get a Taivas Anah, you owed him one. You would give him a little, you give him lunch or supper to eat when he was letting his animals roam in your garden. So there he says that in such a case, we're not paying the guy, and it's just for the Taivas Anah that it is mutta. Okay. Let's start over here, Sif Beis. Okay, Lifsoil Avonim L'Sakana Kairis. So back then, you didn't just walk into Home Depot and buy beams, and you didn't just walk into King's Cement and buy bricks, right? They would actually chisel out the stones, and they would prepare the beams specifically. Even Bizman Azeh, there's certain times that beams are custom ordered for your house, okay? I feel a bit basic and Yehudi Usser. So first Mechaber says that even, so you hired the guy, I need these custom sized beams for my house, right? Or custom sized bricks for my house. So the Mechaber says you can't do it. Kaven the Litzairach Mechuberhu. Says the Mechaber, since this is for the Mechuber, and if he was doing this in the Mechuber, it would be Usser. You can't do it even in his own house. We'll see. We'll discuss this a little bit more. Vim also came, and if you did it, lo yishakim a binyan, you shouldn't put it in. You shouldn't install it in your house. Says the Rama, the Yeshayim, Okay, and then this is the ikker how we follow the Im enforcem shall Yisrael. This guy is fashioning these beams in his house, and nobody knows that these beams are for your house. Okay, so we if it would be everybody knows that he's making these beams for your house, so then it would be a problem. But if he's making them in his own house and nobody really knows that these are for your house, then the Mirma says it's shari. So let's see in the Mishnah Berurah. Lifsa Lavanim, but Dafke Kishavanim Vekari Sam Shal Yisrael. This first of all, the problem that the Mechaber said is a problem. That means you, the Yid, already own the wood and own the stones, and you're paying the craftsman to fashion them for you. In the Sanan, you gave them Luman any Yehudi to a craftsman that's a guy. Lesat Sam to size them to what you need. If the raw material belongs to the guy, and the Yid made a deal with him, sell me the brick, sell me the wood, and also fashion them, and I'm going to pay you a fixed price. He can, after he fashioned the beam for me, he can decide I'm selling this to somebody else, or I'm keeping it myself. I'm going to make a new one for you. I feel is Yisrael, even if he's doing for the Yid, but he's not doing it in your house. He's doing it in his own shop. It's Mutta. That is Mutta. Because it's not yours, it's his. He says the same thing. That's fine, that if it's his own raw product, so therefore it doesn't belong to you yet, that's fine. But that's if he's doing it by him in his shop. But if he's doing it next to where he's building your house, because then people, you have the same Arisayan problem, is people are going to say, you hired the guy for this. So the Mechaber said that it's a problem since because you're using them to put in your binyan. The Mechaber says that we count this as if it's attached to the ground. You have to stop him. You have to stop him. We'll get more into this as to if they actually did it. And then the Ramah said that if people don't know that he's fashioning these bricks for the Yid, and you did a knife and a hat, meaning that it was done in a kablanis, you didn't pay him to do the work that day. This is going on the whole thing. The Hainu. Even if it's attached to the ground, loy asru, they would not asr it bekablonis ella bestama. The mestama shame Yisrael nikralav. When it comes to a piece of land, we assume that people know that the Yid owns it. Al yidil on a she'en v'forsem abin yal shem Yisrael loyasu bekabaylus. Let's say you went ahead and you bought a building, and that building nobody knows that you bought it, and not only that, you bought it under an LLC, and it's not public record that it was in your name, right? And you're doing it bekablanis, then it's okay. The reason the Ramah specifically tells us this rule that if nobody knows it's the Yid, it's okay, only specifically on this case of the stones and the wood, because that's where you have a likely case that nobody knows it's yours. The guy's carving out wood in his house, nobody knows that it belongs to the Yid. The chances of nobody knowing that you own the building is very, very slim, and that's why he doesn't address it over there. So then the Ramah said that sorry, Hainu. Shane Tsar Limchas Ben Yehudim Yasmalak to Shabbos. You don't have to stop him. Uvachla Yomala Shas Shabbos. Of course, you can't tell him to do it on Shabbos. The Cholze Dafkim Ain Yehudi Oisib Besai. All this that the Ramah said that it's mutter if nobody knows that it belongs to the Yisrael, he's doing it in his house. Oishiak upon him Rachik Mabinin, it's far distance from where the building is being put up. People don't know that this is being done for the Yid. But however, if it's close to the building or people know that it's being done for the Yid, then this doesn't work. That even the Mechaber who said you're not allowed to do this is masking that if nobody knows that it's Shal Yisrael, that you're allowed to. When it comes to something attached to your house, people don't really know that it belongs to the Yid. Gamken ein lahaki should not be meichel. The yesh blachish l'shchein over l'mnei beisah sheyodun shu shaloi. The immediate neighbors, they are going to know that it belongs to you. K'mon shekasav to lav asif katan vav. As we said previously, that once it comes, any time you're talking about a situation of mechubel karka, it's much more chumerdik because we assume that people belongs to the Jew. I want to assume that people know that it belongs to. Know that people know that it belongs to Jew. We have to assume there's going to be the Marisayan problem, and therefore you should not do it. Okay, we'll stop over here, and Mr. Shem, we will continue tomorrow.